Coffee Brown, to Dua Lipa, Bruno Mars. Def Rebel even got in there. I mean, shout out to my brother Jules. Gonna be clowning me about that wrestling later. But we got Pitbull in there. My goodness, Pitbull got in that mix. John Legend, John Cena. A lot of Johns going around today. And again, we also got like Rihanna, All Time Low, There for Tomorrow, Paramore, Green Day, and DMX. How's that? Just Paramore, Green Day, DMX. You know, that's something to really, really take in right there. So that's a really cool, again, diverse palette of music artists to listen to today. And I guess that's kind of the idea of the day. Look at the amalgamation observation section, which is where I look at different songs, intrinsic elements, things that kind of combine into one to create the formula of that specific song. So we can look at things like the general notion of samba music and a very high syncopated rhythms with very predominant percussion elements. And we talk about how that can be formulated to specific rhythms that are unique to a certain song. And of course, I'm saying samba on my mind. The thought that comes immediately to the front of my mind was the artist Bad Bunny. I mean, how about that performance yesterday? I mean, he literally said in his words, if you don't understand the lyrics, you just dance. How about that? And I think it really, you know, if I can unpack that for a few minutes in my own opinion, my perspective on that, he's right. I mean, sorry, in my opinion, he is right, because music at its base form is an energy. And energy is never created or destroyed. We learn that in like high school, middle school, even elementary in some cases. We learn that energy can never be created in its purest form, or it can never be destroyed either. It can only be transferred. And in a lot of cases, music is that vehicle. Like, we get in a vehicle to come to campus, or we get in a vehicle like J. Cole is doing right now with the Fall Off album. We travel around coast to coast, and that vehicle transports our energy. And in this case, the energy is the person behind the wheel in the passenger seat riding behind. I mean, that vehicle, it just transfers that energy. And in this case, the transfer of energy in the vehicle in this process is the albums, the artist's image, the platform they choose to release it on. I mean, I'd say albums, but I think that's more true in the disc and physical media era, where there's A-tracks, vinyls, CDs. Now we have streaming platforms, and we have Instagram or our social media pages that artists interact with their audiences on now. I mean, it's phenomenal when I witness this in real time, how artists kind of, you know, generate that following. And I'm a look at one of my favorite artists. His name is D1, and he often talks about it in the idea, but he specifically spoke to it recently in a post he had. He really wishes, and I'm gonna try to paraphrase a little different, because I know he words it himself in a different way, but what I got in his posting, it's he wishes better for people who have any access to a large platform. And with a lot of these artist titans on social media, I mean, we're seeing millions upon millions of people following them on a page. We see even some people have billions of audience members, followers, colleagues in the industry, people who consume their music, just participating in this interaction process and this transaction of information with the artist across numerous social media channels. And one of the things D1 cautions is watch out for attention, watch out for influence, watch out how we use it. And just be mindful that with that following, be responsible. Like we could talk about, you know, and again, not shaming. Again, I have my opinions on it, but my intent is not to shame anything when I speak like this. We have these platforms. We see like people who are really famous and can afford expensive things, like Mr. Beast, just crashing and shredding Lamborghinis, and that generates a lot of views. Granted, it's an entertainment platform, no doubt. But I think DMX also cautioning, like, when people who don't have that access perceive that and become bent on the material things of life, we got to be cautious about that perspective being taken as well from the content of release. And so I find it very interesting, and I bring all up to say I'm grateful that Bad Bunny, and same way I felt about Kendrick Lamar last year as well, I'm glad they did what they did with their platform. I'm glad that even a guy like J. Cole, I just saw in a video trying to temper his audiences down from being so excited that, yes, he's here, yes, it's his final album, but look, in his words, if I'm not mistaken, in the video, let's set the tone for the other incoming audiences. Let's really be calm about this. I'm going to come around to everybody and dap everyone up, but we got to be calm about this. And again, just credit to those people who use their platform in a responsible way. That is leadership. Beyond the artistry, beyond the music, that is leadership. And it's what I like about artists who choose to do that with their platforms. Like Tupac said, that's the idea, making music. What am I doing with what I see and what I wish to see change? I'm using my music. It sparks dialogue, sparks conversation, and it gets people thinking. So, yeah, I'm just go ahead and say that again. I got a lot of love for those artists. So, since I mentioned Mr. D1, Mr. Kendrick Lamar, Mr. J. Cole, Mr. Bad Bunny, and Tupac, let's just go ahead and get the amalgamation observation started with a couple of their hits right here. And I'm going to kick it off, since Bad Bunny brought this up, I'm going to kick it up with a feature he had with Dua Lipa. Called Un Día, One Day, from the Future Nostalgia Moonlight Edition, here on WMUC-FM College Park, where college really is good radio. Check it out.
You know, sometimes I think about us now and then, but I never want to fall again.
Yo no te quisiera olvidar, pero contigo es todo nada.
You're deep in water, yeah, you're drowning us. You question my love like it's not enough. But I hate that you know, you got me tied up. You regret it now, but it's your mistake. What makes you think that my mind will change? And you hate that you know, you messed up. One day you'll love me again.
Load up the Pro Tools and press 3. Studio filled with Jack in the Box and Pepsi's. Watching War Star videos, not the SBs laughing at B-Pump or stomach turning. I get up and proceeded to write some. Absol in the corner, mumbling raps, fumbling packs of Blackie Miles, crumbling Kush till he cracked a smile. His words legendary, wishing I could rhyme like him. Studied his style to define my pen. That was back when the only goal was to get J-Rock through the dough. Warner Brother Records, hope Naeem Ali would let us know. Was excited just to go to them label meetings. Was it my record deal, but still, I couldn't believe it. Me and Rock inside the booth hibernating. It was simple math. If he made it, then me not made it. Everything I had was for the team. I remained patient, grinding with my brothers. It was us against them, no one above us. Bless our hearts. Champagne Acura, a bunch of instrumentals I freestyled in the passenger. That wore several hats, a producer, manager, director, and DJ. A high head, squabbling bloods, pyrus, and keyways. For this little thing of ours we call TDE, I watch him take some penitentiary chances, to say the least. Remember in the county building with Mixed by Lee, we tried to freak the system just to make a couple ends meet. That's my for show. He brought Q over, but Q didn't rap, but he learned from our inspo. We split Louisiana Chicken River Boat Special, sleeping next to O2, our consoles to be our refuge. He was homeless and I left home. Q said, Dot, you won't be slept on, you the to bet on. Top had given us dominion in the home he lived in, hoping that we see some millions. God bless our hearts. Phil Jackson in my early practices, strategies on how to be great amongst the averages. I picked his brain on what was ordained, highly collaborative. Rep pushed the label the same amongst the savages. Moose kept my name in the function that he was running. Tease kept the vultures away from me that was coming. Soundwave let me borrow his clothes for shows as a hype man. They cook up in his room till the night ends. Time flies, some carrying debates of a top five, burying my ops and allies. But I done a half job communicating feelings of being stagnant. Life was getting bigger than just rapping. The business, what I was lacking. Top used to record me back when it was poor me, and now we at the round table for what assures me. I guess my motivation was the yearning for independence. Poured everything I had left in the family business. Now it's about Kendrick. I want to evolve, place my skill set as a black exec. I jog my memory knowing black hippie didn't work because of me. Creatively I moved on with new concepts in reach. Top, remember Harlem sessions, we were strategized and hit the streets, then come back, record three records. To tell the truth, it f***ed me up when D-Man passed. The motive was the condolences, but the pride crashed. I had to bypass old mythologies I had. Put my heart on display like it was an iMac. To how my young, let me be the demonstration. How to conduct differences with a healthy conversation. If that's your family, then handle it as such. Don't let the socials gas you up, but let emotions be your crush. Pick up the phone and bust it up before the history is lost. Hand to handshake is good when you have a heart to heart.
Use your heart and not your eyes.
Baby, just relax your mind.
If you got time, then I got time.
Yeah, yeah.
Free your thoughts. Watch them fly. Use your heart and not your eyes.
There are many ways to deal with this pain. Choose wisely.
Will I fall? Will I fly? Heal my soul. Fulfill my high, cross my heart, and hope to die, with my slice of devil's pie.
Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up,
count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. I know that it's difficult. I'm stacking this paper, it's sort of habitual. I blow the residual and it's part of my ritual, part of the visual. But money, you give me a heart on a typical. I wanted it physical, $1 million I count up in intervals. Without it, I'm miserable. Don't wanna fall off, so I'm all in my bag. Thinking God like it's biblical. I know it's gonna solve every problem I have. I bought on the principle. Remember the teachers is all of my am. Now look, all of them pitiful, and all of a sudden I'm so good at math. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it, can't take it when you die, but you can't live without it. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, can't take it when you die. Uno, dos, tres, big pills, big pills. I fell in love with big pills and quick thrills. My drinking's running tip drills, can't sit still, don't give a fit. It mixed well, I'm only counting big bills, big bills. I fell in love with big wheels and quick thrills. My sugar's running tip drills, can't sit still, don't give a f*** if fit. It mixed well, I'm only counting. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Proceed with caution. I heard if you chase it, it only results in a hole in your heart. Could I take the whole cake and I won't leave a portion. It's only your organ. Thank God mama couldn't afford the abortion. The loneliest orphan. I flip my misfortune and grow me a fortune. My role is scorching. Them niggas that hated it, slowly endorsing. Now Coley important. My niggas beside me like Tommy and Martin. We ballin' your cotton. Then skate with your like we turning your heart in. She don't need a garments. She horny from all of the money we counting. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Can't take it when you die, but you can't live without it. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it, count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Can't take it when you die.
I wanna be empathetic, my heart like D1.
I don't care what these people think, I'm trying to make these people think.
Alright. you want. No, I ain't on that brain.
Hit him with a little ghetto gospel.
Those who wish to follow me,
my ghetto gospel,
I welcome with my hands. And the red sun sings at last into the hills of gold. And peace to this young warrior without the sound of guns.
If I could recollect before my hood days, I sit and reminisce, thinking of bliss of the good days. I stop and stare at the younger, my heart goes to him. A testing with stress that they under. And nowadays things change. Everyone's ashamed of the youth, cause the truth look strange. And for me it's reversed. We left them a world that's cursed, and it hurts. Cause any day they'll push the button, and all good men like Malcolm X and Bobby Hutton die for nothing. Don't it make you get teary? The world looks dreary. When you have your eyes, see it clearly. There's no need for you to fear me. If you take your time to hear me, maybe you can learn to see me. It ain't about black or white, cause we're human. I always see the light before it's ruined. My ghetto gospel.
Those who wish to follow me,
ghetto gospel,
I welcome with my hands. And the red sun sings at last into the hills of gold.
Out of bags, plus is glad for the little things she has. And over there, there's a lady, kinda crazy. Yes, it's giving birth to a baby. I don't trip and let it fade me from out of the frying pan. We jump into another form of slavery. Even now, I get discouraged. Wonder if they take it all back while I still keep the courage. I refuse to be a role model. I say, ghost take control, drink out my own bottles. I make mistakes and learn from everyone. And when it's said and done, I bet this brother be a better one. If I upset you, don't stress. Never forget that God isn't finished with me yet. I feel his hand on my brain. When I write wrongs, I go blind and let the Lord do his thing. But I'm a less holy, cause I choose to pump up and drink a beer with my homies. Before we find world peace, we gotta find peace in the war in the streets. My ghetto gospel.
Ladies and gentlemen, that last track coming from Mr. Tupac Shakur, Ghetto Gospel from his Loyal to the Game project 2004. Preceding that, went ahead and played one of my new mashups where I took two songs and recorded them together in the same file. That was D1's Call It Like It Is from his Hypocritical Hop 2025 album, over top the instrumental of Chester Bennington, Mike Shinoda, Linkin Park, Lying From You from the Meteora project in 2003. Preceding that, as promised, we had J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and Bad Bunny with Un Dia One Day with Dua Lipa, J. Balvin, and Taney from the Future Nostalgia Moonlight Edition project. Preceding that, we had Kendrick Lamar's Heart Part 6, my favorite track off of his GNX 2024 album. And then we had J. Cole's ATM from his KOD 2018 album. And so, as promised, went ahead and did each of those artists back-to-back, and I was kind of feeling like a very connected energy in that sense. Like, it's interesting, started off with Un Dia. I was like, I hear a very cool harmony I want to play on the bottom of that. And so I wanted to go ahead and do following that, I did Heart Part 6 because of the introduction and outro sections that would segue into ATM, laying out in place for Call It Like It Is, Lying From You, and then that little release of energy in Ghetto Gospel, which, if I'm not mistaken, was produced by Eminem. So interesting story about Ghetto Gospel, because it always comes to my mind when I'm thinking about these songs. The lyrics for Ghetto Gospel were written before the song was released. The song was one of the Tupac posthumous releases. Loyal to the Game is a 2004 album, but those who know about Mr. Shakur's passing know that he died in 1996. Tupac had this artistry in him where he would write and write and write and write, record whatever he could when he had. What he released in his lifetime was only a glimpse of what he had saved up. He was very much like Prince in that way, where he had this kind of lyrical vault he saved. And after years after his passing, it was so much so that, if I'm not mistaken, Death Row Records, who had signed Tupac right around the time of his death, were able to release at least three more studio albums with original material, not reused from lyrics he already put out in his older albums, at least not too much reliant on those old released lyrical writings. The ones that were in the posthumous releases, were actually new recordings he had never got to put to beat. So Ghetto Gospel was one of those vocals, and he actually wrote that for a Christmas album. There were these compilations called A Very Merry Christmas. They were released around Christmas time. They featured artists like Run DMC, Ronnie Spector. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is one of the tracks with those compilations, but he was not able to get in the studio because of his convictions at the time, because he was under arrest. I forget which one of the crimes it was. If I'm not mistaken, it was sexual harassment, sexual abuse. And he was arrested, so he couldn't get in the studio. Plus, one thing that labels would do as a marketing ploy, if an artist has a layer of negative social activity or negative media activity around them, as a business front, they want to protect themselves by not, you know, interacting with the artist. Which, again, I have my opinions on that, because I do believe that log is bent for some artists versus others. Even artists like Michael Jackson weren't fully protected from interactions he had written or musical works he had did for his business interactions with Sega, for example, because he wrote a lot of the original tracks for the Sonic and Knuckles / Sonic 3 soundtrack that he could not finish, you know, fully get credit or fully working on because of the child abuse allegations surrounding him in the media world. So things like that just, you know, prohibit. I feel like labels pick and choose how and which artists they choose to prohibit and use that as excuse. I mean, I digress. We shouldn't mistreat each other in general, but I do feel that it's always picked up, you know, it's always picked up for one case and then not picked up for another case. And it's just kind of pick and choose which artists they want to quote unquote use in the media world. And so I digress off that point. Tupac never released those original lyrics. Years later, when the Loyal to the Game album was being built up and the material was being released, Eminem, if I'm not mistaken, was called to produce at the time. And you can kind of sense when Eminem's on the track, because he's this very, I'll say, spatial aggression with the music. And it's so good. It's like a passionate, like the drums, they feel like they hit just right. Like they hit, like they're like a dart on a board, kind of a dart on a dartboard. It hits right at the point. You feel that emphatic energy and the pulse from the percussive elements. And it's a very hollow synth. Like he would always have this orchestra style organ just over some beats. I mean, I think about some of the work. I think he was featured on this one with Dr. Dre in terms of production. I think he also worked on In the Club with 50 Cent. I know that was Dre's production on that. I'm not sure if Eminem, because I know he mentored 50 Cent through that initial process and helped him get signed to the label. I know he's in the music video, obviously, as well, from the intersection with 50 Cent's training and getting buff. And I think Eminem also was on the production credit for Lloyd Banks's On Fire debut single. And so I find that interesting. He has like a signature sound kind of associated with him, I will say. Whether he produces himself or that's just the nature of his tracks as they fall out. Kind of reminding me of his track that he did for his daughter's Mockingbird, for example. Like that also stands out to me as one of his hit tracks. Or even The Way I Am, where if I'm not mistaken, that was his first producer credit. So kind of interesting on that, you know, hearing the long-lasting legacy of these artists beyond just the pen for lyrics and the talent, but also learning behind the scenes, working on structures of the music, working on, you know, releasing it and telling, and it gives it a more pure essence, I think, because it allows the artist to fully tell their story lyrically, but also feel their story energetically through the music. And speaking of feeling stories energetically, this reminds me of a song I found last year. It's been out for at least 20 years now, so I'm cracking up. It's like I go back and just quest across different timelines and look at each song from its different history. And this song is called Blurry, and it's by a band named Puddle of Mud, M-U-D-D, two D's on mud. And the story amazes me because the lead singer of Puddle of Mud, he had worked with a band that he had known for a while. It was him and his close colleagues. And so he had worked with them for a while. He worked with them for years, knew them really well. But when it got time to sign contracts and the label found out about the band, they only wanted the lead singer. They completely threw the lead singer with a whole new group and a cast behind them. And he was like, bro, this is so fake. It's like you took away what you said you wanted, forced me to do, you know, make do with a new group, and no slight to the new group, but you're asking me to feel an energy that I feel with someone else. You just completely transfer the whole thing, want me to maintain the same. That's like a dissonance. That's a literal cognitive dissonance you're asking me to perform as an artist. It's like, that's not part of my artistry. But again, at that time, the label's like, oh, you signed the contract. You got to do, you know, the way we say do the music. You know, things like that for constraints for a lot of these artists in that time period. So in this case, the lead singer decided to take that out through the music. And if you listen to Blurry, it's a very emo disconnected feeling. And it's one of my favorite songs musically because as a guitarist, I love what they do with the harmonics. I love the key they're playing it in. It really exposes the guitar like a very sunset country vibe. Like listening to it, I can feel like this, I see this hero. And is walking off after, I see Optimus Prime, honestly, is probably a good example. I see Optimus Prime, because it also reminds me of Linkin Park, and his moments during Age of Extinction, where if anybody's seen the movie, all this time he's worked with humans, and humans are tearing down his species, Autobots, not the Decepticons, but they're, you know, saying they're taking down the Decepticons, really taking down the Autobots, and he feels betrayed, because it's like, these are people that literally fought wars that, yes, it came from our world, but even in that, we owned up to it and we're willing to go on the front lines for it. We kept our existence a secret for a while until it got out of hand, primarily because, you know, human involvement allowed for a lot of, you know, in that world, ways for Decepticons to interfere in sort of ways with the human world and just damage it beyond belief. But the Autobots get blamed for it. And in Optimus' mind, he's like, I've been this hero leading my Autobots with as much discipline as I can. And for all of you to just tear down my best friend Ratchet, attack my friends and family, hunt down humans who assist us, just trying to stay in hiding and prevent further danger, it's like a betrayal. And so when I'm hearing Blurry, I think of that very feeling. I'm like, oh my gosh. To translate that sound to visuals is just the true art beyond just, can you play an instrument? Can you write lyrics? Can you do this, that, in the traditional music sense? That is just a capture of emotion and transmittance of I want to make sure I'm using the right word. A transition of energy, I'll say. I think it might be a better word, but a transmittal, transmission. Transmission of energy. So, yeah, I'm going to stop talking now because I'm going to have to go find words that tells me I've gone for a little too long. I'm just going to play the music right now. Puddle of Mud, Blurry, here on WMEC-FM College Park, College Radio, Good Radio.
Occupied.
All right, so I'll admit here, I got a little carried away on the mashups. I decided to, you know, play Blurry, but I was like, yeah, let me go ahead and play Blurry with a little touch from The Weeknd's Blinding Lights. And so I went ahead and threw that version on. That was a pretty cool mashup I ended up recording. And I followed that up with this mashup because it hit me. It's like when you type something in and you see something else that right there. It's like, I need it. It's like going to the store when you go look for, like, you know, bananas. You're like, oh, there's banana bread. I don't need banana bread. But, you know, and, you know, I'm like, do I need banana bread? I'll go and grab banana bread. And so it's like kind of like that thing. I just saw another mashup and I was like, yeah, let me go and play Careless Whisper on the other side while I'm at it. And so that was Seether's version of Careless Whisper, which in and of itself is a mashup between rock and the classic soul of George Michael, with the other side by Bruno Mars, CeeLo Green, and B.O.B. And I wanted to go ahead and play that version because I felt that the other side by Bruno Mars, if it was in a different, like, a little more epic sunset guitarist, you know, kind of setting, like in, you know, I've been talking about this rock genre. It was a little more emphatic, I think, energetically. So, yeah, that's why I played that mashup there. And with these last few minutes, I might go ahead and just, you know, grind on that rock train. Since I'm on, I'm just going to keep riding the rock train is what I meant. If you smell what the playlist is cooking, it's here at WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Check it out.
ready. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop palms. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Choke, he's so mad, but he won't give up. Daddy's, he know he won't have it. He knows his own backs and his ropes. It don't matter, he's tough. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. His own rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't make no
mistake.
First to tell you I ain't the best. I'll be the last to ever take an arrest. I'm yelling soldier till I lose my voice.
Soldier.
And when I do it, ain't gonna be by choice. Blah, this for my underdogs. Why? Cause I'm an underdog. This life ain't easy, just don't let it take you underdog. Sometimes my verses ain't politically correct. Long as my words and your heart lyrically connect. I ain't running, I ain't tripping. What's a demon of God? These dudes shoot each other like they shoot screaming at bars. Motivation. That's all in me. Who's scared? I know them boys ain't talking to me. I have genius moments 4 times a day. When the clock strike all ones, partner, get out my way. I'm in my zone. Leave me alone. It's on till the whistle blown and they call me home.
You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where College Radio is good radio. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we have run at the time, at the deadline. That last mashup there was by Downstate with their track Kingdom, the theme song of WWE superstar Cody Rhodes. And I did that mashup with Eminem's Lose Yourself, since we talked about Eminem earlier. And that last verse on that mashup was by D1 with his track R.I.P. from the Focus tape in 2012. Preceding that, I did DC's own Black Alley's cover of Katy Perry's E.T. featuring Phil Ade from the Soul Swagger Rock Sneakers album. And yeah, that kind of helps sate my appetite for rock music this afternoon. So I hope you enjoyed, ladies and gentlemen, because that was a pretty cool mashup. And again, very diverse set of music artists crossed upon, explored, listened to today. It was pretty cool. Just tune in to hear the vibe they were all trying to convey. And yeah, I think that's kind of what I like to do here in the show. Just, you know, if nothing else, play the music. Just, you know, as independent artists pages I've seen on Facebook say, just play the music. Like, it doesn't have to be the most clean, the most polished, the most, you know, mastered. If you gave your best effort and it's something you feel is relevant and something you feel is worth, you know, putting out there to the media and the masses, and you think it's an issue that needs to be talked upon, like, hey, like Bad Bunny, if you can't understand the lyrics, vibe out to the energy, vibe out to the music. So yeah, but again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in. Thank you for supporting WMUC, student-run college radio station here broadcasting atop the South Campus Dining Hall. So I'm going to be ready to get out here. I got another DJ coming in next for another great show here at the station. I'm going to get us out with the last section of the day called the Power Prayer, which is where we share some good energy your way through the airwaves and some positive vibes to you and yours prayerfully. So thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, and here we go. Lord, I thank you for another day and for bringing me closer to home. I know it's a long way from here, but please keep me going strong. Keep me from doing wrong. It ain't always easy because life is tough. Please stop me from being greedy because the scripture says you are enough. You are love. You are above. You are the light above all. I know you won't let your children fall. For even if we stumble and stray far away, you're never too distant to bring us and put us back on that righteous pathway. Lord, I thank you for my mom and my dad, and for the opportunity to hopefully make someone glad. I thank you for everything you've done, are doing, and will continue to do, and for in times of struggle, always bringing us through. In Jesus' name, I love you, and I say it true. Amen. God bless y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Have a safe week.
What we know, so to me it ain't nothing but being true, but now I know only I can stop the rain. It doesn't have to be the way it is, you say it is, just because for the past 20 years every day it is. But now I know only I can stop the rain. I wanna be able to walk out my front door without worrying about coming in conflict with the law, cause now I know. Follow him, they'll follow me, and I'll speak life into the world that you can see. Cause now I know only I can stop the rain. We get away with every day, but every day catches up to you. When it does, you can't say sh- now I know only I can stop the rain. If I don't, you will, but I won't, you still. What makes us feel like we got to kill? When now I know. How many more lives must we lose? How many more times must we choose to trust these fools? Now I know only I can stop the rain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I gave it to you straight, don't mix it. Twist it up on some slicks. Now I know only I can stop the rain. I don't have to talk to it anymore. I don't have to walk to it anymore. I'm out the door. Now I know only I can stop. I wanna find peace with the Lord. I don't wanna find a beast with the sword. I can't afford to. Now I know only I can stop the rain. When every day of my life is a constant fight between wrong and right. Now I know only I can stop the rain. I thank you, Lord, for my life. Thank you, Lord, for keeping it loose when things got tight. Now I know. Only I can stop the pain, yeah. Now I know only I can stop the rain. Only I can stop the rain, stop the rain, yeah. Only I can stop the rain,
Only I can stop the rain because the rain falls on me.
Now I know.
I've been so long alone. Well, I-
us in your arm. Wrap me up in your hand. A violent feeling calm. Finally just relax. You know the dream world's cold and hard.
I was in your arms.
Let's dream walk hand in hand.
I was in your arms.
Alright,
I was in your arm. Wrap me up in your hand. A violent feeling calm. Finally just relax.
When I'm in Maryland, I listen to WMUC, College Park.